Welcome back to Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience in both of those areas and a whole heap of curiosity on how we can make the workplace better. Now, if you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, you're in the right place. Welcome to our weekly mini episode. Just a quick, valuable bit of insight to help shift our mindsets and improve our relationships at work in just under about 10 minutes. So in this episode, what we're doing, we're on the lookout. Where, oh, where are our leadership reviews? Performance reviews are fine. They're fine. Obviously, they need to exist. It shows how we're moving the needle to our work goals. There is a problem, though. They are usually limited to just productivity, maybe personal development's in there as well. Did you do a thing? Did you complete the course? Did you save the money? It's mostly a checkbox check-in. Sure, again, those are important. We need to have conversations around these topics. We have to. Productivity matters in the workplace. But do you notice they are far more about measuring a to-do list than having any real focus on any human centricity? You know, the leadership part? So what are we telling our leaders? What are we telling our cultures if this is what we prioritize as success and as worthy of a check-in when these other things aren't? That this is the most important thing. A leader who is encouraged to focus solely on productivity will probably achieve those short-term goals, but also could inadvertently create a toxic or unsustainable work environment because the things that create a healthy environment are minimized and not prioritized. We're promoting the destination, not the people we're on the journey with. Basically, the end does justify the means. But here's the thing. If we want a healthy culture, a healthy organization, the end can't justify the means. And the means are the humans and their experience. So in contrast, measuring cultural impact takes into account a leader's contribution to the organization's values, behaviors, overall work environment, which has profound implications for things like employee engagement, retention, and the organization's reputation, not only internally, but externally. So let's imagine a world where we focus on reviewing leadership and cultural impact over just completing a to-do list. Leadership is a continued conversation of learning, adjusting, reinforcing, connecting, and communicating, real communications. What an amazing opportunity we have to ensure those conversations happen and happen often, if not even more so, than a performance or productivity review. What an opportunity to see how leadership is currently impacting work culture and getting a chance to address bad behaviors and reinforce healthy intentions. You can catch things before they become real problems and tweak things with leaders who are looking to be better leaders. So let's talk about leadership reviews. Let's talk to our leaders, but also let's make a point that we also talk to those that report to them, because we're here to help them on their journeys too. It's the leadership journey and the employee journey that we're trying to impact positively. So I've put together a few examples of questions that we may ask. The first two groupings are for us as leaders to answer. And the third is an example of questions for those team members that report to the leader. So, leadership review. How have you helped your team members demonstrate leadership day to day? How did you resolve a conflict or disagreement? And where does your relationship sit now? How do you know if your relationships with your team member is good or bad? What are ways you are personalizing the employee experience for your team members? What are you specifically doing to help your team members develop for the next stage in their careers? How are you connecting your team members' work to the value and impact it provides? Now, here's an added part, a cultural impact review. Could be asked right after the other. How do you demonstrate the corporate values with your team? Give examples. How are you working with your team to connect and collaborate with other business areas proactively? How is that going? How are you telling the story of your team to the larger organization? So we've wrapped up our leadership review and our cultural impact review. The last set of questions are VOE, or voice of employee review, as it pertains to the particular leader. How have you benefited in your role having blank as your leader? How has blank encouraged and supported your professional development and employee journey? Do you feel you are safe to provide constructive feedback to your leader? Why or why not? Give examples. And lastly, would you recommend blank as a leader for other teams? Why or why not? Leaders with a positive cultural impact tend to foster a workplace where employees feel valued, included, motivated. They inspire and empower their teams, creating a sense of purpose and belonging that goes beyond productivity metrics. But we only focus on the productivity metrics. But if we focus on the human ones, we all know what this leads to. Higher job satisfaction, lower turnover rates, increased loyalty among employees, the good stuff. A leader's cultural impact can also enhance collaboration and innovation because employees in inclusive and supportive cultures are far more likely to share ideas and work together effectively because there's nothing they fear. They're open and transparent and feel safe. So why aren't we checking in on things like this? Remember, a leader's cultural impact can endure long after they've left the role, good and bad. We're talking legacy here. This is their legacy in terms of shaping the organization's values and culture, and can continue to influence how the company operates, even with changing leadership. On the flip side, a focus solely on productivity might lead to short-lived gains, but that could be difficult to sustain if the work environment isn't also focused on long-term success. This is far more a focus on tactics than goals and visions. So what are we really talking about when we talk about leadership? Someone who positively influences their team and the organization? Or is it someone who does a thing, regardless of its impacts? No matter what our answer is, we need to look at what we are reviewing and measuring to get to the truth. And the truth is what will have the biggest impact. And hopefully, it's a good one. That'll do it for another mini episode of Relationships at Work, the Leadership Mindset Guide to Creating a Workplace We Love. I'm your host, Russell Lalker, always appreciative and grateful for you spending your time with me, especially these little bite-sized episodes that hopefully will shift a mindset and make you have a light bulb moment, maybe help with some of those blind spots, maybe make you think a little bit differently. Anyway, I really appreciate your time. If you have a moment, what I really would appreciate is if you go to your Spotify or Apple app and scroll down to ratings and reviews and leave a really great one. If this show has been valuable to you, if it's been helpful, please take that time and show a little bit of love my way. It really helps the show grow and get found, which is how these podcasting things work. Thanks for your time. Take care.